This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, they were not disloyal. They had their own reasons. I was very surprised when the two folks came out last night because we thought they were in fairly good shape, but they did. And, you know, everybody has their own reason. But if you really think about it, you look at it, and we have 52 people. We had no Democrat support, which is really, you know, something that should be said. We should have had Democrats vote. It is a great plan for a lot of people. We had no Democrat support. We have 52 people. We had four no's. Now, we might have had another one somewhere in there, but essentially the vote would have been pretty close to, if you look at it, 48-4. That's a pretty impressive vote by any standard. And yet you have a vote of 48-4 or something like that. And you need more, it's pretty tough. So the way I look at it is in 18, we're going to have to get some more people elected. We have to go out and we have to get more people elected that are Republican. And we have to probably pull in those people, those few people that voted against it. I don't know, they're going to have to explain to you why they did, and I'm sure they'll have very fine reasons. But we have to get more Republicans elected because we have to get it done. We got it passed in the House. We would have gotten it very much. Yeah, you can't use his head as a stand, right? We don't want that to happen. You're messing with the wrong guy here. So we want I think we're going to do very well, actually, in 18. I would be not surprised if something were done long before that. But in any event, because the margin is so small, the majority margin is so small, we're going to have to go out and get more Republicans elected in 18, and I'll be working very hard for that to happen, okay? It would be nice to have Democrat support, but really they're obstructionists. They have no ideas. They have no thought process. All they want to do is obstruct government and obstruct, period. And in this case, think of it. So many good things, we didn't get one vote, and their plan has failed. And by the way, Obamacare isn't failing. It's failed. It's gone. So I think something's going to happen. We'll find out. Stay tuned. Thank you all very much.
Well, Obamacare is the law of the land, even though it is failing. And, of course, what the opposing side is going to say is that the Republicans exacerbated it, because it had Obama's name tied to it, that they resisted it, that it was it became a partisan issue at the expense of we the people. Again, I say, you know, we're paying, you know, the salaries of these legislators, and meanwhile, life goes on for them. They still have their health care, their specially designed, exempted Obamacare health care available to them. They're still getting their paychecks, and they want to argue off all this because of individual interest. Instead of what is in the corporate interest. You know, you have Suzanne Collins wanting to preserve, money for Planned Parenthood. And, of course, that debate is still very ripe in light of the videos that were on full display last year. There's a gag order on some of those videos now, where you can't even talk about it, and interestingly enough, here somebody breaks the law, an institution like Planned Parenthood. This is how upside down we are. It's no wonder people are confused about this. Is the guy who brings this to light the whistleblower when we seem to want to have some sensitivity towards the person that's calling out injustice? But in this particular case, if you pick on somebody like Planned Parenthood, it's you that goes to jail, not the people that, have broken the law. It just seems at every turn, everything's twisted. You know, what is up is down, down, up. We were told back in the Old Testament that, whoa, that we would have these days, and these days are upon us, ladies and gentlemen. But what are you going to do? Are you going to fight for truth? Are you going to fight for that which is good and noble and right and just? Those are the important things and the values we hold to. I'm Bill Martinez, 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and all the good things you need to know and you want to hear again from the experts, past interviews, maybe interviews that you want to download, listen at your own convenience once again, share with your friends and neighbors. Hey, our gift to you with our compliments. Enjoy. BillMartinezLive.com. 6 minutes after, and, you know, summer, you know, is all about freedom when you think about it. You know, endless days, you throw out the rules, having whatever you want. You get to jump in puddles, you get to throw your body across, slip in slides, you know, whenever you want. Well, in celebration of this no rules mantra, Nicole Feliciano joins us, and she's taking breakfast out of the morning hours. You know, sometimes, Nicole, you can't help but feel like a rebel when you're having pancakes at 7 o'clock at night. I'm just saying, right?
Absolutely. It is very freeing, and I like your spirit of thinking about summer as the opportunity to lighten up and make life a little bit more fun and easy for yourself. And that's what Mom Trends is all about, helping moms live the best life possible, enjoy their time with family, and feel like less of a burden. And that's, you know, one of the things about these easy recipes that we're going to be talking about today, making cooking fun, easy, creative as well.
Well, and that's what we enjoy about the whole cooking experience is what it does in terms of course, summertime also is time when we, you know, for those moms that have kids out of school, they're hanging around the house, and you got to come up with creative ideas instead of, you know, sending them off for 8 hours at school. They're home, and, you know, one of the worst things you hear down the hallways, at least I used to drive me nuts, is, I am bored. You know, because when they say, I am bored, that means you've got responsibility somehow to unbore them.
Well, boredom is good. And, you know, it's fun about some of these recipes. The kids can get involved in preparing them. With the theme of breakfast all day, any day, there's a lot of ways to get them helping prepping, and they're definitely family-friendly. So we're talking about really working with protein as the base. So good. In our family, the kids love protein. We stock the refrigerator with tons of Smithfield products like Hometown Original Bacon, Anytime Favorites Ham, Fresh Breakfast Sausage. And I've got 4 ideas on how to use these breakfast goodies in satisfying meals that could be served for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you, you got to help some of our vegan families, too, because we still need protein, and, you know, vegans can get involved in this big time. So let's talk home-cooked breakfast recipes that you can enjoy from morning till dusk.
Okay, so the first one, vegan-friendly, is avocado toast. It is definitely all over social media. We're seeing it in a lot of restaurants as well. It's hearty, it's colorful, very simple to prepare. But I love to layer in additional protein. So my kids play a lot of sports. They come home hungry. I love to work out, and I want something that's packed with protein that's going to help my muscles recover quickly. So layering onto the avocado toast, you can put a fried egg or a poached egg on top, and then layering on bacon as well as sliced ham, this is going to turn, you know, your simple avocado toast into a meal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect midday meal. It's great for after soccer practice or after basketball practice. Definitely going to get all the kids running to the table, and they can layer it on with the different items that they want. So, again, really playing off of that theme of breakfast, but it can be done any time of the day. Another big food trend that we're seeing on food websites is the idea of these bowls. So sometimes people use quinoa for them. Sometimes they use rice. Going with the breakfast theme, we've used steel-cut oats as our base, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea is you can use leftovers from last night, or you can use stuff from the farmer's market, fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, layering them into the oats. And then you can top it with an egg, again, playing with that breakfast mm-hmm. theme, some nuts. And then you set everything around the table and be sure to add in the additions of bacon that you can put on top of there and also diced ham. This is going to make it able to personalize each bowl. So you give everybody in the family the bowl, mm-hmm. you put all the toppings out on the table, and then they can personalize what they want. This is a great idea for brunch or a quick dinner when kids are coming in at different times. So, you know, somebody may have soccer practice at one time, somebody's got band rehearsal, somebody's coming home later from work. When you've prepared all the bowls and people can personalize it, it's a fun way to incorporate the family into the preparation and make sure that everybody gets satisfied.
And, Nicole, what I'm hearing is parents are a bit surprised that when they incorporate vegetables like this in a creative sort of way, the kids aren't looking. They're kind of wowed by the presentation of it all, and then they realize, go, wow, this doesn't taste bad. This is pretty good.
Especially when it's a topping, I completely agree. When you put all of the little bowls on the table and they can mix and match, and you're kind of giving them the power to be chef at the table, mm-hmm. you're going to find that they're going to be a lot more receptive to vegetables that way.
Yeah, very, very cool. What else you got for us?
Okay, so two more family-friendly favorites. Pizza, we all love it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, you're talking about your vegan friends. Of
right.
course, you can keep pizza with super simple. But if you want to play with that breakfast theme, we've used a simple pizza crust that we've rolled out. And then, you know, bring the kids into the kitchen on this one. We
mm-hmm.
put some pesto on top of it. We sprinkled zucchini slices.
Yes.
Right now is when zucchini is all over the farmers markets. And if you mm-hmm. have a little outdoor garden, it's one of the easiest vegetables to grow. So we've sliced some zucchini on top of there. And then we've added the toppings of Smithfield bacon, crumbled sausage roll, and diced ham. So you can really personalize this, get the kids sprinkling the different toppings, or you can make mini pizzas where everybody gets their own pizza and puts their toppings on. And then we cracked a fried egg on top for that beautiful pop of color,
yes.
that golden color.
Uh-huh.
Again, this is a perfect, it could be a midday meal on the weekend. It could be something you even throw it on the grill. Grilled pizzas are super trendy right now. So that is one, a family-friendly favorite. We do pizza in a movie night on Friday, so this is a great twist on ordering in pizza.
Hey, I'm coming over. I'm telling you. Hey, I got to tell you, speaking of zucchini, one of the things that we've had a lot of success with, enjoyed, is, you know, they've got those special little handheld things that you can kind of shred the zucchini with. And
the spiralizers, yes.
Yes, those are terrific. And we've used that in lieu of pasta sometimes. And I got to tell you, it is absolutely scrumptious.
I agree. So from now to the end of August, zucchini is everywhere. It's inexpensive, and playing with it like that is fantastic. We grill ours as well. I mean, that's the kind of the easiest
way
to do it.
Oh,
but the spiralizer instead of pasta, that is a great, great idea.
Okay, so you promised us four. We got three, so one more.
All right, so the Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yes, my favorite.
It is always trendy, and this one is, the twist on this is we've used scrambled eggs as the base for it with corn tortillas, and then with the different toppings, again, you're going to put the bowls on the table. We've got pico de gallo, we've got fresh tomatoes, and then the sausage links. We've chopped those up as well. So, again, you put the tortillas out, the eggs out, everybody comes to the table, they make their own tacos. Beautifully colorful. This is going to be one for a quick midweek meal. Again, this can use up leftovers in the refrigerator as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Taco Tuesday is, you know, something that everybody in the family loves.
What about pancakes? My favorite. I love everyone. You know, to me, 7 o'clock in the evening, pancakes, you feel a little bit like a rebel. I don't know.
It is. It's a midweek party. Pancakes for breakfast, for dinner.
Exactly. Just for fun. Nicole Feliciano has been with us. Nicole, always good to have you with us. Founder, CEO of Mom Trends. Where can they go for more information?
For these recipes and more inspiration, you can head to smithfield.com and be sure to follow them on social media for plenty of tantalizing photos.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight is a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's me. Welcome back. Just the way you like me. Coming to you fresh every day for 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we are looking, or I should say we, actually a major network is now casting restaurants that need a makeover. I'm sure maybe, you know, one of your old favorite restaurants needs a little bit of help. And you've realized that, you know, things have been slipping a little bit and, you know, maybe they might need some help. Well, believe it or not, Alex Stern joins us. She's a casting producer on multiple shows, including Top Chef and Big Brother, and now this major network new series that's coming to a big screen and maybe your neighborhood restaurant near you. Alex Stern, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited about this idea. We've had remnants. We've kind of circled around this, but this is going to be something that you do within 24 hours where you'll be able to come in and help a business kind of, you know, figure out where they lost their way and to get back on track, right?
Absolutely. This is a primetime major network show. So it's going to focus on one restaurant per hour episode. So it's not only great exposure for that restaurant, but we're really looking to help these restaurants survive and make it. The goal is to keep small businesses, keep them and letting them succeed. Sometimes it's hard to do that when you're kind of in it in the eye of the storm. So a third party person will definitely help. Our expert restaurateur will come in, meet with you, educate the owners, evaluate the restaurant from the menu, the food, the decor, and the staff, and look to put improvements in places where it drastically needs them.
Exactly.
We'll
That's
definitely
good.
Put everything in it that we can with all the goal to identify the big issues and help the restaurant get back on track to success.
So, Alex, how do you pick these restaurants that you're going to target?
Honestly, it's just a vetting process. Some restaurants come to us and we call some restaurants. Some come to us anonymously. Like you said, if, you know, sometimes people in the community have been going there for 30, 40 years. And they're in danger of closing, or they're, you know, you notice that the business is slipping, and sometimes they come to us. So it's just a matter of kind of the vetting process and seeing who needs it the most.
Mm-hmm. So if there is a restaurant, a restaurateur listening and says, look, I want to be a candidate. How do they get in touch with you and say, look, we want to be part of the vetting process. We think we need some help here.
Yeah, we do have a website. It's restaurantrenovate.com where they can go and apply. There are two separate applications, one for staff servers and then the other one for owners. So if you're a staff member of a restaurant that needs a little bit of help, there is an option for you to go apply as well.
Well, you know, when we talk about business, whether it's restaurants or any kind of brick and mortar situation, there are some things that are consistent. So I can see where business people would be fascinated by what you're going to be presenting. But for the audience, entertaining as well, because I think we all kind of like a before and after kind of story, don't we?
For sure. Everybody likes to see others succeed. And that's kind of what we're doing. We want the community to come in and help as well. Like you said in the beginning, we do have a very small window to help these places get back on track. So we're going to rely heavily on these small communities to come in and help us with whatever we need help with and the restaurateur to make everything better.
So give us an idea in terms of the format. You say this is an hour show. So how is this going to be presented?
So I can't reveal too much, but our restaurant...
You'd have to shoot me? You'd have to shoot me or feed me something, something that's going to make me sick?
No, none of that. I can reveal a little bit. Our restaurateur will come in and identify those problems and have the 24 hours, and they will use every bit of those 24 hours to kind of get everything done from back of house, front of house, menu, cosmetic renovations, and maybe even some stuff, you know, in the kitchen. We're not walking, knocking down any walls or anything, but there'll be significant renovations.
Well, you know, and that's a tough thing in 24 hours. That's not a lot of time. You know, you're going to point some things out here. And, of course, in some cases, when you've got businesses, especially small entrepreneurial type businesses, you've got a lot of vested interest by these owners. And in 24 hours, it really requires a lot of cooperation. So it really puts a lot of pressure on your world-renowned restaurateur who comes in to lend a helping hand.
Yeah, this person has been doing this for a very long time. They know what they're doing, and I'm not going to mince words. They love a challenge. So all we're asking is that these owners of these restaurants are open to the process and that they're passionate about what they do and they want to help their business succeed.
So when will these episodes start airing? Do you have a start date on that yet?
That we don't know. We're looking to start shooting somewhere in the September through November range, so somewhere in the fall. And typically when that happens, there is a spring air date. So nothing official yet, but that's typically how these things go.
So right now we're just going through the vetting process. So we're looking for restaurants that are looking for a makeover, a remodeling, and not so much a, one that would be dealing with the fascia of the building, but more the inside of the building and analyzing some of these things that are getting in the way of their success, right?
Correct, because most of the time it's not just the menu, it's not just the flooring. You know, there are problems internally that sometimes, like I said, the owners can't see because they're kind of in the eye of the storm. So that's where our expert will come in to identify those things.
Well, especially when you start looking at the financial issues. I mean, you're going to deal with the financial issues, which I said has before, a lot of what you're dealing with has application to other businesses, maybe even our own homes. You know, looking at those things that, kind of crawl in to our economy, the economic health of the business, and kind of just chew away at the bottom line and, keep us from, doing those things, those upgrades that we should be doing and also holding true to some sort of, brand identification that we've been telling the neighborhood, hey, this is what we're all about. And then all of a sudden, because it seems novel or, culturally appropriate, we bring something in that compromises the menu. Is that what you're finding as well?
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. What we're finding is that sometimes because these owners can't see it from a clear point of view, it could be the smallest thing that they need to change, but that really small thing has caused a ripple effect in their business. So like I said, this expert has been doing this for a very long time, and he can identify those things very, very quickly. So we're really just looking for big personalities who really want to turn their business around and make it, another successful statistic to add to our restaurant exports, repertoire.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, this is more an inside-out approach. It's not going to be so much as that you're knocking down walls, although you do address some renovation in the process as well. The restaurateur, this world-renowned restaurateur who's coming in with this council, but that's something, obviously down the road, right?
Yeah, so he's going to come in and identify what the biggest issues are, and those are what we're going to address, whether that's, some new kitchen equipment or new flooring, maybe even some wall paneling, painting, stuff like that, just stuff to really brighten it up and bring something a little bit more modern to some of these places that you mentioned are 30, 40 years old and haven't really done any renovations cosmetically since they opened. Mm-hmm. Those are the places that really need the most help. And I think that we don't want to change, who these businesses are as a community and as a staple and icon, but we do want to make them better.
Well, and as you say, restaurants are a big part of the community. They're part of the landscape, part of the heritage. They are important, and as you mentioned, there's those restaurants that maybe you experienced on your first date or an anniversary, that kind of thing, that have a special bond with the community. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to lose the place where your, now husband proposed to you. You don't want to lose the place that you take your mom for her birthday every year. Mm. So if that's the place that you're thinking of in the back of your mind, those are the places that we want, places with rich history, places with owners that truly care about what they're doing.
Exactly. Well, Alex, great stuff here. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information and to nominate their restaurant that, could use some renovation.
For sure. So the website, once again, is restaurantrenovate.com, and there are two options for staff to nominate or for the owners to apply for themselves.
Well, again, the major network now casting restaurants that need a makeover. Go to restaurantrenovate.com for more information. Alex, thank you for being with us.
In businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the IRS. experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Michael Gillen is with us. I know I'm saying Gillen, it's Guillen, but, you know, we got to talk about this because he and I are going to go a little East L.A. on you for just a moment because we each have stories. But Michael earned his Bachelor of Science from UCLA, go Bruins, and his Master's and PhD from Cornell University in physics, mathematics, and astronomy. And, you know, this is somebody who knows a little bit more than 2 plus 2 equals 4, okay? I just want to say, you know, forget about the Common Core stuff. We can go deep here. But, Michael, you started telling me a little bit off the air about, you know, because I said, Guillen, you go, well, you know, because East L.A., he's got to be one of the brothers here. And you go, oh, everybody knows me as Gillen. It's kind of like when we were kids growing up. Remember Davey Lopes, you know? We go, no, that's Lopez. God. No, he's Lopes, right?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one, man. No, years ago when I started Good Morning America, I had to make a choice. Are they going to call me Dr. Michael Gillen or are they going to call me Dr. Michael Guillen, which is the Spanish pronunciation of my name?
Right.
So I had a choice and I went with Gillen, right? Mm-hmm. And just shortly after that, I was at Logan Airport in Boston and some guy came up to us, a Mexican guy, came up to me and he said, are you Michael Gillen or me Guillen? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, are you Hispanic? I said, yes, sir, I am. And he turns to his wife, he says, I told you, he's Hispanic. He says, hey, how come Joan calls you Gillen and not Guillen? I said, well, I just shrugged my shoulders. I said, yeah. It was a decision I made for good, bad, or indifferent. It's too late to change now, but I answered to either one, as long as it's said politely, you know?
Well, of course, with all due respect, and deservedly so. Well, my story was when I started broadcasting, I was in L.A. You may remember Wolfman Jack in Los Angeles time, okay? So I am there at K-Day Radio in Los Angeles. Angeles, and because I was the first Hispanic, believe it or not, in L.A. radio on a contemporary radio station using my real name, Martinez. You know, they never heard Martinez. Of course, now a little bit different, but back then, and this was in 1972 after I got out of the Marine Corps, so in some sense, not that long ago when you think about it. So anyway, I get there, and because of Wolfman Jack, I got to give him the credit here, because the station initially said, well, we don't want you to be Bill Martinez. And I go, well, down in Santa Ana, 30 miles down the road, I was Bill Martinez. Why?
Yeah.
What's the difference here? You know, you hit the hit the L.A. County line, all of a sudden you got to be Bill Martin or something like this. I go, no, this is not good. And even Wolfman Jack went to the management and says, you guys are knuckleheads, man. With the growing preponderance of Hispanics in this market, you got to do this. So anyway, they reluctantly went along with it. But my story was I was invited because of this, I guess, in a sense, breakthrough position that I was in, to go to East L.A. College and talk to the kids there about broadcasting and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because I went there, you know, and you're a little nervous about it and the whole thing. And so I go to the campus and ask these girls, I go, hey, do you know where Dr. Johnson is? And they go, yeah, he's over here. Who are you? And I said, well, I'm Bill Martinez. And they go, Bill Martinez, you know, and there were signs all over the campus that I was speaking. And they go, Bill Martinez. And I go, yeah, that's me. And she goes, man, you're white.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, you mentioned East L.A. College. My younger sister, Debbie, went there.
Great school, great people. I mean, it was fun. But it was, you know, and the thing was like one of those things, you know, like how do you respond to that when somebody, because in my family, my mother, who turned 93 today, okay, Michael, you'd love her. She's, you know, this girl is a quarter past ornery, so I know she's really healthy as long as she stays that way, you know. And she's doing great, 93. Her mother lived to be almost 102. But my mother is very dark complected. She comes from Mexico. My dad is from Spain, so light complected. So of the nine kids, it's like light, dark, light, dark, light, dark, light, dark, all the way through.
Oh my gosh,
it kind of an interesting mix.
Well, first of all, feliz cumpleaños to your mother. God bless her. Que Dios la bendiga. But also, it's so funny because I'm Mexican, Spanish, Cuban, and Austrian.
Wow.
And I'm also very light-skinned. Soy muy güero. It's funny because, you know, a lot of the people don't believe that I'm Hispanic when they see me. In all the years I've been on TV, I don't think most people would guess that I'm Hispanic. But, of course, I'm proud of my roots. I'm proud of where I came from. And I know you must be as well. But it's just a joy to be talking to you, Bill. And congratulations on your success. You know, to reach where you have been, whether you're black, white, brown, or whatever, it's not easy. Wolfman Jack, I used to go to sleep listening to Wolfman Jack. He was an iconic presence in Los Angeles when I was growing up as a kid. Fantastic.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I want to talk about your new book, The Null Prophecy. People are going to scratch their heads and go, wait, what's going on? This Emmy Award-winning science correspondent, Harvard physicist, best-selling nonfiction author decides, okay, we're going to have some fun and let's write a novel, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. What's life without any fun? Come on now.
Exactly. I'm with you. So what motivated you to write this book?
Well, you know, it's called The Null Prophecy, and it is my first novel, Bill, so it's like my first baby, okay? I'm really excited about it. And what motivated me was, I think, I wanted to say certain things that I felt would be best presented in an entertaining format, because not everybody will pick up a nonfiction book. You know, not everybody's a reader. And I thought, you know what? I want to do something that will entertain people, but also to get them to think. So the Null Prophecy is a thriller, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a thriller, action-packed, because I bore easily, so I didn't want to write a book that would put me to sleep, you know?
Nothing worse. I'm in the middle of writing the book, and your wife's waking you up every 6 minutes to come in and,
that's not
hey,
a good sign.
Yeah,
Bill,
only got three sentences down here. Can we do a little bit better this time?
Yes. No, so seriously, I mean, I'm not trying to sell books, but it is a page-turner because I am just that kind of guy. I like action. So right from page one, the danger is that scientists have found a small hole in the Earth's magnetic field above the North Pole. And then the danger just snowballs from there. And what's interesting is my two protagonists. So I just want to take a second to tell you. The first one is a sister, Ali Armendariz. and she is a Harvard physicist turned TV correspondent. Okay, mm-hmm. So a little autobiography there.
Yeah,
and she's—I made her a baby Christian because I wanted to see her struggle with her faith, but she's also struggling with familia, with family, and with her personal life. Something pretty terrible happened to her recently, and so she's harboring a secret that's not—you know—it's kind of upsetting her peace. And then my second protagonist—I love this guy too—is Calder Sinclair, and I would describe Calder as a kind of a lonely, reclusive inventor, and he's created a vehicle that he thinks is going to change the way we traveled long distances forever. But he's not a happy camper. He's angry at God. He's a secularist. You know, and it's because he's had a hard childhood. His wife died of a freak accident. His only kid has now gone off to Australia to intern and so forth. So he's pinning his hopes on this. But what's interesting, Bill, is that as, you know, the danger snowballs, you see it through the eyes of both these two characters. And Allie, as a woman of faith, sees things very differently. Right. For her, when things unexpectedly happen, she sees them as happening by design, that there's a purpose behind it, right?
Exactly.
He, being a secularist, really kind of a brass tacks guy, that's not how he sees it. He sees the whole thing just, this is just bad luck, bad luck.
It's all happenstantial, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. So the question is, when you and I have our routines, right? Everybody has a routine. But every now and again, things happen to us that we don't expect. And the question is, when those things happen to us, they slap us upside the head, good, bad, or ugly, do they happen by luck or by design? And that is one of the questions the novel answers. So while it entertains you and it keeps you on the edge of your seat and all that, it's asking some pretty deep questions. So I'm proud of it. It's my first novel. And so far the reaction's been good, so I'm encouraged.
Well, for your first novel, I mean, and boy, here you are attacking science and faith, attacking it. I mean, you're putting it to the forefront here. And that would be the question of the day. You have people that look, they want scientific proof, and then you have the other people who believe in faith, and they believe in that that spiritual component and the aspect of God operating in our lives. And here it is, you bring it forth in the Null Prophecy.
Yeah, and in an entertaining way. So it's not like a preachy way. And believe me, I put words into Calder's mouth. He defends his secularism to the tooth, you know. And Allie, God bless her, she defends her faith too. But the lie out there, Bill, the myth, it's this heartbreaking to me, is that we are somehow the children of divorced parents, you know, and that we have to choose between mom and dad somehow.
Michael, I got to pause you right there only because we got to take a break. Give me a second. We'll be back. And then we'll pick it up from there, okay? Because you're making an important point here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Michael Guillen is with us, and we've got more from Michael Guillen after.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Michael Gillen, if you must, has written the book, The Null Prophecy. For 14 years, he was the Emmy Award-winning science correspondent for ABC News, appearing regularly on Good Morning America, 2020 Nightline, and The World News Tonight. You may have recognized him. And, of course, during that period of time, we talked about this earlier in case you missed it, he's Michael Gillen, but he answers to both. And, of course, because we're both Hispanic, I got to say Gillen, because otherwise my 93-year-old mother is going to hit me across the head. She's going to throw a chancla at me. You remember having a chancla thrown at your eyes? Does that bring back some memories?
A chancla. Oh, yeah. A sandal for those who don't know Spanish. Yeah,
yeah, right.
I'm going to hit you with my chancla.
And you know at that point they're serious, because you see, I would think this. Look, if the grandmothers and the mothers, Hispanic mothers and grandmothers, because I've always maintained, Michael, that they are 10 degree black belts. Without even going, especially when it comes to guilt, and they've got that, and they lay that eye on you. When they lay that eye, that ojo on you, you better respond. If not, then the chancla comes, and God forbid that she's rolling tortillas. If she's rolling tortillas, there goes the pin, right? You know, the rolling pin comes at you. It'll get your attention.
Oh, my God. It's so true. And you know what? I know we were making a point before we went to the break.
Yes.
Before we get back to that science and faith thing, which is obviously very important, I got to pick up on what you're saying, because, you know, one of my protagonists, Ali Armendariz, a Harvard physicist turned TV correspondent. So she's a big shot now, right? But she was born in East L.A., and so she's got to have to deal with her family and her roots, and she's trying to balance between, you know, being this kind of hotshot, jet-setting TV correspondent on the one hand, and being from the hood, and her father, I don't want to give too much away, but her father is kind of a retired pastor, and there's a scene in the book early on, I think it's in chapter 3 or something like that, where he does give her that kind of eye, el ojo, that you were talking about, because he's kind of disapproving about something, I won't say what, but it's interesting you say that, and that's one of the things about this novel that I loved, okay, Bill? I loved writing this because you write about what you know, right?
Exactly.
I know,
right.
What do I know? I know science, I know faith, I know television news, I know the Hispanic culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in there, and so the reader's going to get a glimpse into what it's like to be a network television correspondent. How do we chase after stories? What are our relationships with sources, which is such a big issue today in television news, and all of that sort of thing. But I also give you a peek behind Hispanic culture. In particular, she's Mexican, so she's a Mexican culture. And, you know, I talk about stuff, and she speaks Spanglish in the novel. So because she wants to maintain part of her, always wants to maintain her a connection with her roots, and this is one of the ways she does it. So I just found that charming. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, science and faith, I was just making the point, Bill, that we live at a time when people are lied to, that somehow we are the children of divorced parents, and we have to choose between mom and dad, which by which I mean we have to choose between reason and faith, between science and religion. Well, we don't. And I'm living proof that we don't. I'm a kid born in East L.A., born and reared in East L.A., very little money, but I never felt poor because my mom, you know, we would eat simply, you know, tortillas and beans most of the time, or tacos, or she would make whatever she would make. And we always were well fed, and you know, we didn't have fancy clothes, but Mama always made sure they were clean and well pressed.
Right?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's you're right up my alley. We're right there together.
I would not, Bill. As God is my witness, I would not give up my childhood in East L.A. for a fancy schmancy upbringing in Beverly Hills.
Amen.
I have so many precious memories of people in my life who had next to nothing, but were the most generous people on earth. You could go to their house to visit at the drop of a hat, and they would bring out everything they had, and they would make you feel like a king and a queen, even though they were maybe just serving you a burrito with chorizo.
Exactly.
Okay, I mean that is my who I am. Fundamentally, whether I'm a Harvard guy, an ABC News big shot guy, no, I'm still that kid from East L.A., and I always remind myself every day of the week where I came from. I love my roots. I love my family. I love my culture. It's fantastic. So,
I'm with you. I just a quick sidebar, though. You talk about Beverly Hills and some of these, you know, hoi polloi areas. I'm telling you, tortilla diplomacy would go a long way.
Oh, yes, sir.
I mean, how do you fight? I mean, if we went to Chicago, you and I, we brought grandma over, and we bring Abuela over, and we start making homemade tortillas, man, we'll take care of that murder rate in Chicago in one weekend.
In one weekend.
Because you can't go around shooting up people when you're eating tortillas, man. That's it.
No,
I'm telling you.
It's so true. You kill them with kindness.
And
you're right about the abuelas and the abuelos. There is a wisdom there. There is a, I don't know even how to put it. It's so hard to put into words, but you know what I'm talking about. You have a 93-year-old mother. God bless her, and I hope she lives to be 120, really, because she, to me, and I've never met your mom, but I can tell you I know what I know, and she's like a treasure. And
yes,
you treasure her. You treasure somebody like that in your life. But, you know, they managed to get that balance between toughness and love. You know, on the one hand, they're feeding you fidel, or, you know, they're feeding you know, whatever, you know, machaca. And then the next minute, boy, they're hitting you over the head with a chancla. And
that's
that wonderful, that wonderful balance that is. But anyway, I wanted to celebrate all of that in the novel. So there's that and much, much more. But the bottom line, it's a page-turner. It's a great summer read. It'll scare the dickens out of you, and it's based on real science and real current events. I've even got a G20 summit in there, and threats of rioting. So I threw everything in there, brother.
Boy, it's like you're writing the headlines here.
Oh, I am. No, isn't that funny? Because I started writing the book like 2 years ago, and everybody's telling me, well, how did you know there would be Hamburg? I said, I didn't know. I wish I could take credit.
You're right.
I'm not that smart. I taught physics at Harvard, but I'm not that smart. But it worked perfectly because there is a kind of a mysterious provocateur in the novel, and there are rumors that he's orchestrating a massive riot at the G20 in San Diego. A lot of the action happens in L.A. and San Diego, but there's action all over the world. I've even got a Spanish nun in there. I've got a lot of supporting characters, and there are a lot of, like, subplots. But the action is with Allie and Calder. They kind of have an affection for each other, even though they have big differences. So by the end of the novel, as it's all coming to a head, they can't decide whether they love each other, hate each other, but they got to get their act together in order to help save the day. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, but it does raise some interesting questions.
Well, and as it should, and it's good fun. And let me ask you, speaking of interesting questions here, as an award-winning Harvard physicist, what do you make of Bill Nye the Science Guy's resurgence? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I was always brought up to be polite, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to be polite. But here are my honest thoughts. God bless Bill Nye for trying to turn kids onto science, okay? I think that he's done some nice things in that regard, make science fun for kids. He's a little bit of a clown, you know, with the bow tie and the whole nine yards. Fantastic. And if he had stuck to that, that's where my comments would end. I would just say, God bless him. Do it another 50 years.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a bow. I'm going to send you a bow tie that spins just for fun.
Exactly. But truthfully, anybody who tries to make science interesting and fun for kids, I'm all for it. So I'm all for that part of him. Where I think Bill has gone wrong, and I don't know if it was intentional or if he's being goaded into doing it to make his star rise or whatever, is that he's now allowed his politics. And he's, you know, he's progressive. But I would call him out, by the way, if he were conservative. Okay, so I try not to be political, Bill. I really am old school scientist. I really try to walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm not a political animal. So I don't want people to get it wrong that I'm calling him out because he's a progressive. No, I'd call him out if he were ultra conservative as well. But Bill has allowed his politics to infect his science. So it's kind of poisoned the well. Everything he says now, you have to wonder, is this politics talking or is this the science person talking? And, you know, he also just has an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering, and yet he kind of promotes himself as the authority to end all authorities in science when he doesn't even have a graduate degree, not even a master's. So that's a little bit of a stretch. But I would forgive him even that if he would just keep the politics out. Everything seems to be political now. Sports, religion, you know, come on, there's got to be a limit. And now science, too. To me, science is like a sacred thing. Leave it alone. Do not allow politics into it. So I'm going to do my best always to keep the politics out of it, and I would encourage Bill Nye to do the same thing.
Amen to you, and congratulations on the book as we have to wrap things up, sadly, Michael. I appreciate you coming on The Null Prophecy. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Available at all the usual places, right?
Absolutely, and thank you, Bill. I really enjoyed it. Que Dios lo bendiga, and my best wishes to you and your listeners for a beautiful summer. Thank you,
brother. You got it. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place.